From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
St. Lucia's two main political parties lash out at each other ahead of Friday's general election. Two top law enforcement officials fired in the Dominican Republic, and a new study finds Britain's ethnic groups no longer uniformly disadvantaged. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Members of the St. Lucia Police Force voted today ahead of Friday's general election. The election campaign has to date been an intense and costly affair, with 41 candidates seeking the attention of the electorate. An estimated 110,000 persons are registered to vote for these candidates from the governing United Workers' Party and the opposition St. Lucia Labour Party, along with seven independent candidates. Pete Ninval in Castries looks at what have emerged as the main election issues.
If there was one major issue that has dominated this election campaign, it has been the state of the national economy and which political party is best capable of leading St. Lucia into the 21st century. The ruling United Workers Party is taking its re-election bid on its efficient management of St. Lucia's economic interests. The ruling party cites in its favor the strides made in tourism and other sectors, claiming that St. Lucia has been a model for other Caribbean countries. Under Dr. Vaughan Lewis, the ruling party says, stability has returned to the local banana industry, with farmers being given control of the St. Lucia Banana Growers Association. During this election campaign, a recurring theme at ruling party rallies has been the instability that characterized the Labour Party's only term in government during the late 1970s. A leadership struggle brought a premature end to that administration.